This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I am probably pretty clearly not Bill Frady. You probably didn't think this was Bill Frady's voice. I am Cheryl Todd. I am host of Gun and Freedom Radio, and I'm here with a couple of friends. We've taken Bill's show out for a little bit of a joyride this evening.
And I'm Dan Todd. Welcome to the show.
And then we have Rob, who's with us as well. Rob Moore, say hello and take us right into the news. We've got something going on in the state of Virginia.
We do. The sad state of Virginia. I'm Rob Morris. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe vetoed legislation. That legislation allowed people who are protected under a court order to carry a hidden handgun without the necessity of waiting for a permit. These court orders go by different names in different states. They're called restraining orders, orders of protection, civil restraining orders, or temporary protection orders. Democrats have generally opposed this bill in the Virginia House and the Virginia Senate. Republicans who supported the bill said it would help domestic violence victims protect themselves from their abusers and not have to wait for law enforcement to process paperwork and eventually get them licenses. It would grant those individuals that have seen a judge and been protected by these court orders the temporary right to carry a concealed handgun without waiting for that license in the police. McAuliffe successfully vetoed similar legislation last year. Virginia lawmakers could try and overturn this recent veto as early as next month.
Wow. Well, you know.
Wow, yeah.
It kind of just leaves me with a wow. You know, on our show, we read these two sentences every week because we want it to start sticking in people's minds. The two sentences are, responsibly armed citizens use guns 2.5 million times a year for self-defense, and 200,000 times a year a woman prevents a sexual assault because she was armed. You know, what part of that is the governor, who has, I would imagine, his own security detail, what part of that is he insulated from that he does not understand the ramifications of his actions?
And wait, I thought that the Democrats want to support women. Or is he saying something different here?
Well, I think special interests, like the governor's donors, had other things in mind. They said, if you support these gun bills, we won't donate. Anybody heard? I've heard feminists say some very interesting things about being disarmed. Cheryl, have you heard it?
I did. Actually, just this week, a friend sent a noir on the NRA News TV, noir show. Sent a clip from his show. He was talking with a lady named Kira Davis. Now, she's a political writer, and she says in the clip that she used to be a Democrat, used to be very liberal-leaning, but just, you know, over the course of her life, she just started seeing how, you know, the people that say they're for you know, women's rights are actually doing all of these things to hurt women's freedoms and rights and empowerment. And so what she was saying to Koliana is that feminists tell us that all men are predators. Okay,
what?
So that is this is her quote. She says, feminists tell us that, so yeah, Rob, you and Dan, you're all predators.
Okay.
But the salient part of this is that out of one side of their mouth, they're saying that. that all we can expect from men is mistreatment. But then out of the other side of their mouth, you think that we would hear, so young women, you know, you've got to learn, you know, to protect yourself. You've got to learn to be smart, right? You've got to be empowered. Instead of teaching empowerment, they teach victimhood. And in her quote, in her clip, she said that basically they're telling moms to tell your male children, just don't rape. And she said, yeah, probably there's a lot of moms out there that are saying that, but that is not a solution. Yeah, it's a good thing to say, but that is not a solution when you have someone who is a predator and who is going to act on those predatory impulses. And that could be male or female, by the way.
You know what I hear all the time?
No.
I hear where people who have protection orders against someone end up getting put in the hospital or killed because that piece of paper doesn't really protect them. They make it look like it does. They make it look like it's some big force field shield that no one can cross this line now that I've got a protective order. But we all know the police can't be there quick enough. And that guy that's coming after you or a girl that's coming after you, they could care less about a protective order. Why? Because they're criminals.
Dan, you have daughters. I have a daughter. And we didn't tell them, just say no. We said, do something to protect yourself. And everything you do is the right thing. Everything stops rape. It reduces the likelihood of you being a victim. Is running away the right thing? Yes. It's a good start. Is shouting for attention? Yes. Do something. Is shouting as you get in your car to get attention and drive? Anything you do reduces your chance of being a victim compared to sitting there and being a willing victim. And we all carry concealed when faced with an immediate threat of death or great bodily injury. Presenting your firearm is the right thing to do, too. When the other options failed, yeah, everything reduces the risk. And it's not like rape never happens.
And that's the thing, you know, and you can tell your daughter, you know, to be consciously aware of her surroundings and to say no and, you know, all those things. But, you know, no without an or else is more of a suggestion than a command.
Right.
So
wow.
I preferred that myself, my daughter, and my granddaughter's only 2.5, but you know, she understands. She says no. She doesn't understand no, but she says no, you know, those two-year-olds. But, you know, she's growing up in a crazy world, a crazier world, I think, than even you and I did or my daughter did. And we're going to do everything we can to be sure that she is personally empowered and doesn't have to have someone else's permission to be empowered. And that includes if she goes to college, I want to be sure she can go to a campus where she can protect herself. You know, everybody wants to say, oh, you know, those crazy college kids. Well, when I went to college, I was in my 20s. I was married. I already had a child. I'd already owned like 3 businesses and 2 homes. So I wasn't a crazy college kid, but yet I was treated like a child. The minute I crossed that sidewalk here in Arizona on one side of the sidewalk, you know, it's about me and my skills and my responsibility. I cross that imaginary barrier into the campus of the college, and suddenly now it's about the tool, and I have no ability to be responsible on that side of the sidewalk is the message that's being said to us. And I'm not going to encourage my granddaughter to go to a school that creates a victim-rich atmosphere.
We have about 15 seconds left. When we come back, Dan, you run a firearm store. You see people come in. Many of them feel like they've been victimized. I want to hear what that conversation sounds like. Sounds good?
Sounds great.
Okay, good.
largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse. I'm here with co-hosts Cheryl Todd and Dan Todd.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Todd. And, you know, Rob, right before the break, we were talking about how in Virginia is what brought it up. Governor Terry McAuliffe, he vetoed some legislation that would have allowed people under protection of court order to carry a hidden handgun without getting a permit. He vetoed that. That creates an environment where people that are, you know, it's not like, oh, maybe there's a threat to me. There's a definite threat to me. creating a scenario where they aren't able to do anything about it. You know, we were saying earlier that the word no is really just a suggestion unless there's an or else to back it up. And you were prompting our other co-host, Dan Todd, sitting right next to me here, to talk about that we own a gun shop called AZ Firearms. And, you know, what do we experience in our store when do people come to us, Dan? And do they talk to us about, you know, I'm in a bad situation and I need to do something about it right away. And how do we handle that?
Well, unfortunately, we have several people that do walk into our store, and most of the problems are their house or apartment was broken into. And the second one that's probably may even be more than the first is domestic violence, abuse, restraining orders, that kind of thing. Oh. And so, yeah, and a lot of people that come in, you know, we have elderly people, we have young people. We have a good assortment of everybody, of every minority, every group, minorities and other, and they're afraid. They don't know what to do. They are forced to protect themselves now. They have to do it. And so they're not real comfortable about it. So what we try to do is explain, you know, find out what the problem, what they need and why they came into the shop and be very patient with them and try to help them get on the track of defending themselves. And so we talk about classes. We show them samples of guns, never trying to sell a gun to them, just show them what we have and what opportunities are out there. But the main thing is get them into training and then what they should do to pursue their, you know, they want to protect themselves. So it's different for every person. But it's very interesting to talk to them and very rewarding to actually help somebody that when they walk out of the store, they feel confident and ready to take on that challenge of defending themselves.
Dan, I would think one of the things you give them is hope.
You know, that's a really good point. I love that because it is what we give them. You know, they don't always feel they know what they can do anything. And so when they leave the store, they see the options that they have, and they have choices to make, but that gives them hope, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if it were obvious how to save that relationship, how to leave that relationship safely, they would have done it. And they have been abused. They've been a victim. They've convinced a judge that there's a serious and ongoing threat to their personal safety. And that, to be in that situation could fill them with despair, and you go, you know, maybe I can protect myself, maybe I can protect the rest of my family from a violent abuser. Wow.
What wow. helps is that we live in Arizona. And in Arizona, you know, and for the most part, we get to be treated like adults. And so if somebody feels the need to own a gun, it's a matter of coming into the shop, finding the right tool that they're looking for, doing a 4473 background check, no waiting period, no permits that you got to wait 6 months. Some states you've got to wait months upon months just to even get a permit. That somebody else giving you permission that you're allowed to protect your life in only the ways that I say you can. You know, we don't have that in Arizona. And that's because, thankfully, and we can talk about this a little more later, but we've got some people in Arizona that have come from those places and they're passionate about protecting our rights here so that they don't have to relive those nightmares. So in this state, because we've been very protective over our Second Amendment rights, if somebody is in a bad situation, they can get the help they need when they need it. I can't say that for every state across our nation. And I think that's sad.
So, you know, what do you tell a person that's maybe 19, 20 years old, has a baby at home, and their husband works at night, and so their house gets broken into, and she somehow is okay, but then it's the next time, and they don't have any guns. How do you help them? You know, what can they do? So it's good to have that us out there to help people understand they do have a right to protect themselves, and here's how you can do it.
Dan, do you see many small shop owners who've been robbed or burglarized come into your shop?
People that have businesses that's been robbed, several. You know, wow. I've actually been armed robbed twice way back, a long time ago. And the first time, I wasn't really conscious about it. I never thought it would happen to me. And when I got armed robbed, they were able to get what they wanted, and they got away. The second time I got armed robbed, I stopped them. And I feel much better about that, because the problem is these people that armed rob don't stop with you.
You won't be the last one they do.
Right. Well, the one that robbed me, the last one that robbed me, they won't do it again. But
okay.
Anyway,
I didn't
kill them. But you know what? I took a piece of something away from them that scared them enough that they won't ever do it again.
Scared.
But I've had friends that's been shot before in armed robbery. When you own a business, you are vulnerable to those kind of attacks. They watch you leave the store, or they know you're carrying money to the bank. So we do get shop owners that come in and say, hey, I make deposits every day. I need to have a firearm. What can I do? And again, we teach them first is to learn the safety of handling a gun and the laws, what you can and can't do. Because that's a hard thing. At what point is it okay for you to use a gun in self-defense? That's when your life is in danger. And that's sometimes a hard line to justify.
Well, and then we have to also be careful that, you know, we don't have a highly emotionally charged person that, you know, we're just selling a gun and not, you know, doing any of the person-to-person, just human interaction that you would. We're very good about that. Our staff is very good about that. Just reading people's body language, talking them, you know, through their situation. I don't know that all shops do that. I think the majority do, because we're invested in protection, safety, responsibility. And this is the way that you do that.
Cheryl, I know a little bit about you. You speak about women and guns at almost every gun show in Phoenix. That's not podunk. That's the sixth largest city in the United States. I mean, it's larger than San Antonio, San Diego, Dallas. So you've spoken to a lot of women. It's not just Dan who's behind the gun counter. When we come back, we've got to go to a hard break here.
Okay.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse. I'm here with Dan and Cheryl Todd. We were just talking about introducing people to firearms. That's sort of been our theme tonight. Dan was talking about running a store. Cheryl, I know you, like Dan, talk to a lot of people who think they might want a gun for self-defense.
You know, it's such a privilege, I think, to be able to talk to people who want to know more about this particular tool, about this particular industry, because there's been so much, you know, smoke and mirrors thrown up between the general public and the actual truth of it. And so people come to us and they're already afraid of something just because of something they heard in the news, right? Guns are bad, right? Or maybe they're the tool of defense that have saved millions of lives, you know? It depends on who they're listening to and what they've heard. So when people come to us, men or women, and I've got to say, I'm very privileged to be able to, you know, speak as a woman on this, but when I have men come to me and want to talk to me, it's, I think, even more of an honor because they don't want to walk in and talk to a bunch of, you know, grunting, burly, masculine dudes who might make them feel like, oh, you don't know about guns? Well, what's wrong with you, right?
Sure.
Whether they're doing that overtly or whether it's just a fear and an insecurity that the person has coming into this realm, it's definitely a barrier that a lot of people have to get over. And so when I have men come up and talk to me about, so, you know, what do you know about guns? and what can you tell me about this? And here's what I really think I want a gun for. I appreciate it so much. And my background's in psychology. And so, you know, I understand so much of the unspoken conversation that we're having as we're moving through this area of, you know, something totally unknown, maybe something very fear inducing, to a place of, oh, all right, well, yeah, I've got a whole drawer full of knives in my house. Those don't scare me, right? I don't think those are going to jump up and attack me in the middle of the night, or that I'm going to do the wrong thing with them. Why? Oh, because I'm familiar with them. I've been taught how to use them from my earliest time that a child would even handle a knife. And so, you know, once you help them understand that, then they start seeing it really as just a tool that does a specific job. And it's a wonderful thing. And I will raise my hand and say, my name is Cheryl Todd and I don't really know the equipment. If you start talking to me about the Glock XD9, whatever, I don't know. I got nothing. That's why I married Dan. He knows all that stuff. But I understand all the other stuff that comes along with it, especially that, you know, teach me piece. I'm good at.
You speak at gun shows. You're not just behind the counter.
Right. I'm actually rarely behind the counter. I'm out moving and grooving around the country and talking on the radio and stuff like that. So I am talking to a larger audience, more global issues, rather than being, you know, behind the counter and talking about the Glock XD9, which I don't think exists.
And, you just made that up. I can see Dan cringe over there behind the microphone. But wait, I understand you have a gun store. Maybe the gun store is represented at the gun show. When I say you speak at the gun show, no, you have some forum where you and a number of other experts get there and say, hi, for all you guys who are new to this, let's talk about women and guns. I think that's true.
No, you're absolutely right. And we talk about, you know, why would we have such a sexist named forum as Women and Guns, right? It's because women we're physically built differently than men. We psychologically have, you know, differences than men. We're nurturers by our very nature. And so some women have difficulty understanding, well, how am I a nurturer, but yet I'm thinking about, you know, arming myself with a life-destroying, you know, a tool that has the power to destroy life. Well, it's because we're not attacking anyone. That's not our goal. Our goal is to defend, like the mama bear, who was born with big, sharp claws and big, sharp teeth. We human beings weren't born with those things, but we have the same instinct to protect. And so when we want to protect ourselves or our family or children, we need an external tool, like a gun. And so these are the kinds of topics that we talk about and the questions that come up. Usually people wait and ask their questions after because everybody's always a little shy to say.
Sometimes Cheryl has claws.
Spoken like my husband of 32 years.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, there's some politicians that don't like you talking about guns. Talking about guns, showing someone comes in, you know, you could get a gun if you want. You don't have to, but if you want it, it's here. They've made it sometimes pretty hard for you to do that. I know of one example called Operation Choke Point, but I don't run a business. You know the details. What's that like? Why is that business a little special?
Well, I think our last Attorney General, Eric Holder, had a little piece of that. What they tried to do is said, there is a group of businesses that we don't like, and that could be adult sites or rated X sites, gun shops, marijuana dispensaries, pawn shops. These are the things we don't like. We can't stop them from being in business because they're doing it lawfully, but we don't want them to do it. So here's what we can do. We'll choke them. And by choking them, that means they go to the big banks and say, if which are highly regulated, by the way, because of the Obama administration mostly, saying, we regulate you. If you don't want us to come down harder on these regulations, we suggest that you take these types of businesses and don't offer them credit card services. Now, keep that in mind. How do I operate if I can't accept a major credit card? So that is what Operation Chokehold is. It was very successful for them. It caused a lot of hardship, caused a lot of hardship for me, and made it very difficult. I mean, I want to be in the business of selling, repairing, and taking care of customers. I don't want to be behind the scenes trying to get a credit card company that will accept me. Right?
Now, is it your entire business, whether you're selling a gun bag or a firearm? It's all treated as the same sale?
It doesn't matter. If it has anything to do with firearms, there was Operation Chokehold. It could have been that you were a screw manufacturer for AR-15 parts. You could have been affected by that. We really don't know how deep they went because they're denying it. There's proof, but they're still denying it. So we don't know how deep it is, but it really affected me. And there's not just that. How about a year and 2 months audit with the IRS, right?
Yeah.
We won that case. Actually, they had to pay me more money. But guess what I'm doing for a year and 2 months? Do you think I'm out selling guns? No, I'm digging files and pulling papers out, spending money to my accountants, and going through all this stuff and not being able to operate my business. I had something, you know, just as little as you owe us $1,100, okay? Well, it's back in 2010. I owe them $1,100. This is the Arizona Department of Revenue saying I owe them that. Now, 2010, do you know how hard and how long that would take for me to pull the records to find that out?
So it's you'll best have for to, me. You'll have to tell them after the break.
Oh, all right. And there it is.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Lock and Load Radio. I am Cheryl Todd. I'm sitting next to one of my co-hosts.
I'm Dan Todd.
And we also have on Skype Mr. Rob Morse. And we've been taking the Lock and Load Radio out for a little bit of a joyride today. Might be a scuff here, a little dent in a bumper there, but I think it'll buff right out. What do you think, Rob?
You know, post, they can fix a lot of this for Bill's podcast.
I like it. That means you think it'll buff out, but you're not real sure, right?
I'm not sure what it'll look like when Bill's done fixing it, no. Hey, Dan, tell me, okay, there was Operation Choke Point. There's, what did you say, just the regular sort of fees you have to pay the state to have a gun shop, are those higher?
Well, no, they're not higher. It's just the things of the course of business. It's just like, you know, I was getting to the point, the Arizona Department of Revenue called me and said I want $1,100 from 2010. And so what do? You just pay them $1,100 because it just takes you too long to go find the information you need. And this time I decided I spent 4.5 hours and I found that I paid them. And even when I sent the letter showing I paid them, they still called me and said I owed them because I didn't pay the interest. But they're charging me interest from the day I paid it till today, from 2010.
And we don't know if that's really because we're in the gun business, but there are other things that are definitely because we're in the gun business. Like Dan was saying before the break, just trying to find somebody that will be our credit card processor. You know, you got to be able to take MasterCard, Visa, American Express. But if your credit card company says, oh, you're in the gun business, then they wrinkle up their nose like they're smelling something bad, then it makes it really hard transact business. And what's that done?
Like right now, I'm working with I need workman's compensation insurance. Well, I've been turned down by over 7 companies right now. Because why? I do firearms. Mm-hmm. Been in business for 10 years. We've never had even a slight injury. And I'm being denied workman compensation insurance, which is a $5,000 fine if I don't have it. But I can't get it because no one will give it to me.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's definitely frustrating. But One of the fun things that we get to do being in the gun business is, well, it's fun for Dan because he does it. You wouldn't want me working on your gun, but the gunsmithing, you know, we get some really interesting stories that come in the door, you know, people that are trying to tinker and
stories come in the door. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, my gunsmithing area is a private room. It's a 48-foot air-conditioned Connex. I call it my laughing place.
I call it a man cave.
You have a safe space.
Good yeah. Yeah.
I don't laugh at people. I laugh because it's my place I can go away. And guess what? My phones don't work in there.
Ah.
And I am free. That's my whatever time. And I get to work on a lot of guns. People bring a bag of parts in and say, I can't put my gun back together. And I smile and say, I can. And I do it. And it might be a gun I've never touched in my life. And sometimes they're a challenge. But that's like sort of like, you know, if you have a hobby of putting puzzles together or building erector sets or anything else, I look at each part and I say, this looks like it goes here. And then, you know, the toughest part is the springs. But you figure it out, and it's quite rewarding, and it takes you away from the everyday problems that you may have. So I love it.
Well, and he had one guy bring in a gun that it looked like it'd been on the bottom of the ocean for a long time. It was a pot metal gun to begin with. It was pitted like crazy. Remember that?
Yeah,
one?
And I start to put it back together, and the gun just dissolved. It broke into a million little tiny pieces because the salt got into the alloy, whatever it was, the pot metal. And that was a nightmare.
And then the guy goes, yeah, my gun didn't look like that when I brought it in.
But the gun was painted and the erosion was inside the paint. So it ate from the inside like it had a cancer or something. So if you put any pressure at all with your hand on the gun, it would fall apart and I'd show him parts of it.
He's lucky. He's lucky he didn't have it together.
Right.
Yes.
It would have truly blown up.
Now, something else that was so cool that has come across our path, just because we're out in the doing gun shows, we have a gun store, and people know that Dan likes interesting things, is somebody brought by and showed us some wooden guns made out of wood that were made in Cuba prison?
What happened was there was a colonel that came from Cuba, U.S. colonel, and he was in charge of the prison there. And when he retired, he brought guns that he confiscated from the prison. And they were guns that were made out of wood and with or a cigarette lighter or just all kinds of weird parts. So I got about 7 or 8 guns that are I call desperation guns or whatever, people who are desperate. But anyway, they're really cool, and to think that people could make a gun out of wood, that works.
It works?
Yes.
Wow.
One time.
Yeah, one time.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, and something else, when you said cigarette lighters, that reminded me of those novelty guns a guy came in and actually sold to us. So they're in the Danny Todd collection that you can actually see on our website at AZ Firearms, but one of those things that I just know, it's not really inventory, you know, it's for sale, but it's some of his babies.
Yeah, it's a pocket watch gun that shoots a bullet and a cigarette lighter and a ring that shoots like 5 rounds.
Dan, are those legal?
Yes, they are. They're classified as an oddity, and they're actually really small. I mean, you'd think you got bit by a mosquito or something if you got shot by one. No, they're pretty powerful at close range, but they are. I don't think you could make them today, but they are legal, yes. And, you know, I have a manufacturer license. I can do anything in our store. I can make machine guns, and I have cannons and all that stuff. So we can pretty well do anything. But, yes, there's a lot of these oddity guns out there.
Thing that allows it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I've been, in fact, one of the reasons that large shows and, in fact, the NRA show are so fascinating, you'll see guys who will go, yeah, here's a 1/10 scale firearm, and I made the ammunition to fire it.
Right. Yeah.
Wow, this is not a model. This is a working replica that looks like adult's toy. And right. except, no, it's, and you're talking about items that are on that scale.
Right. And you know, tomorrow a customer is bringing me, I don't know if you know what a 1919 is, it's a Browning World War II gun that was a 30-06 belt fed gun. Well, tomorrow I have one in 22 that is about a quarter of the size. It fit in a shoebox. That is belt fed 22, a 1919 that fires. Beautiful gun. And it's so much fun to be able to do that, you know?
That, you know, for a bunch of us, I don't know which I'd rather see. A little toy fire or you shoot off the cannon. Because to me, the cannon's big, burly, but somebody put just an immense amount of thought into reinventing a firearm on a diminutive scale.
Well, to answer your question, what's better, the little one or the big one? Let's do both and find out.
Oh, there. Someday that'd be great. We'll test it to find out.
I love to see how a gun works, and so I like the miniatures because of all the thought process that goes into them. But I also love the big guns, how they withhold that pressure and were able to shoot around 2 miles, that kind of thing. I don't think there's a gun out there that doesn't interest me. You know, I love them all.
Dan, are there youngsters that are interested in it the way you are? Do you come across them?
Yes, it's very encouraging. At the Sandy shoot this last week, I was telling you about that 37 millimeter Bolfers gun. There was a 12-year-old kid there, and he got – I'd say he's 12. He's around 12. He got to shoot the Bolfers too. And, you know, that's just going to be implanted in him for the rest of his life. And, yes, there are young kids that love it too.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.